Lemuel has been married for 14 months.
莱美弟兄他结婚了有14个月的时间。
And two more months he's going to have a baby. His wife is.
再有2周，他的妻子就要有一个孩子出生。
And brother, there will be a lot more lessons to learn.
当然我们的弟兄还有很多功课要学。
Please turn in your Bibles this morning to 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 21.
First Samuel.
First Kings. Thank you, brother.
在那个《列王记上》第18:21。
First Kings, 18:21.
《列王记上》18:21。
This is the story of Elijah.
这个是以利亚的故事。
And that great confrontation that occurred there on Mount Carmel.
这是在那个加密山上一个极大的征战。
Between Jehovah as Lord and Baal.
这是在耶和华跟巴利之间的征战。
Verse 21, And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions?
在第21节，以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意，要到几时呢？
How long will you halt between two opinions?
你们在两个主义之间到底犹豫不定到什么时候呢？
How long will you hesitate between two opinions?
你在两个之间的这个犹豫到底要多久呢？
If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal Follow him.
若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we're thankful for the time around your table again this morning.
主啊，我们再一次的感谢你，让我们今天在桌子面前刚才所有的时间。
Lord, but we are reminded again that looking away to Jesus. Is the answer to life.
我们又一次被提醒，就是生命之中所有的答案，就是要来转眼仰望耶稣。
With all the confusion and problems, Lord, you say, come to you.
所有的难处，所有的疑问，你对我们讲，到你面前来。
And Lord, this morning we want to begin this week by coming to you.
主啊，今天在这个一周的开始，我们愿意这样来到你的面前。
We do not want to hesitate between two opinions.
我们不希望再在两个主义之间来犹豫不定。
We want to be able to say like Joshua, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们要像约书亚那样说，至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
Help us, Lord, as you speak this morning.
帮助我们，因为你今天要向我们说话。
In the speaking and the hearing.
为说的，为听的。
For without you, we can do nothing.
因为离了你，我们不能做什么。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Every day we have to make many decisions.
每一天我们都要做许多的决定。
And those decisions are either right or wrong.
这些决定有的时候是对的决定，有的时候不是对的决定。
And there is only one person who has made right decisions all the time.
只有一个人，他随时做的每一个决定也都是对的。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣。
So the children of Israel are not following the Lord, basically.
那对以色列的这些子民来讲，这些神的儿女，其实他们没有来做对的决定。
And as a result,Because God loves them, there is great discipline upon the people.
那因着神对他们的爱，那神的这个管教就临到他的子民身上。
And for 3.5 years, there is no rain.
在3.5年的时间没有下雨。
And In Israel, this is a serious problem.
在以色列来讲，这是一个很严重的问题。
It's much different if you live in Egypt.
如果你住在埃及是不一样的。
Because even when it does not rain in Egypt, you have what? The Nile River.
因为在埃及就算不下雨，还有一条尼罗河。
And so you remember in the time of Jacob and Joseph, there was a great famine.
那大家还记得吗？在雅各在约瑟的时候，有一个极大的灾荒。
And where did Jacob have to go to find food?
然后雅各就要去到处去找食物。
Egypt
就到了埃及。
Israel always depended upon the rain.
但是埃及以色列或者说将以色列是一直要靠这个雨的。
And all of us live in a very dry spiritual desert.
而且今天我们是住在一个属灵的荒漠里面。
And until we learn to trust in the Lord for living water, Christ daily, we're going to be barren. We're going to be dry.
那除非我们学会了在信心里面到这个活水的泉源来取水，不然我们就活在这个干旱疲乏之地。
But we know the answer.
但我们应该知道答案。
There is an answer.
有一个答案的。
But the children of Israel, as often in their history and our history, we forget.
但是以色列这些子民他们在历史上包括我们在历史上经常忘记。
And that's the reason this morning we had the Lord's table.
也就是这个原因今天早上我们有饼杯。
Peter says in his epistles, he says, I know you know this, but I just want you to remember.
所以彼得在他的书信里面说，我知道你们记得，但是我知道你们记得，但我还是要提醒。
With all the activities and stuff, problems and pressures during the week, we do forget.
因为在一周的这些活动里面，在很多难处里面，经常我们就忘记了。
And it's very easy to get caught up in worry, a frustration, disappointment with the things in our environment.
经常就在我们的环境里面，我们开始忧虑，开始着急。
And God has allowed many of those difficulties in our life for a purpose.
而且神允许在我们的生活里面有这么多的难处，是他特别的旨意。
To bring us back to that place where Christ is all and in all.
把我们再带回到那个地方。就是耶稣他是一切的一切。
And so the afflictions of life become the very thing that becomes our salvation.
那这个苦难甚至成了我们的拯救。
Many of you looked unto Jesus for the first time in your life when you were under great stress.
很多在我们中间的人第一次来仰望耶稣就是在他们生命里面有极大难处的时候。
And the Lord uses that same method to of affliction, suffering, trials, tribulations to bring us to him.
那神就是用这些苦难逼迫还有我们里面的这些失望伤心把我们带到他的面前。
So may this week may we not murmur and complain when the things happen.
愿意在这一周事情发生的时候我们不是来抱怨。
When we read the headlines and see the problems around this globe, may immediately bring us back to the Lord as the only answer.
当我们看到这个全球正在发生的事情那些新闻的时候愿意我们马上被带回到主耶稣的面前。
And so the children of Israel, as was their tendency, have drawn far from the Lord.
所以以色列这些民众他们的倾向就是经常远离神。
In fact, the history of the 10 tribes of the north, never had a king that loved the Lord.
就像在北国那十个支派里面，他们的君王没有一个是爱神的。
And as a result,
那作为一个结果，
the children, the constituents of the land, likewise did not follow the Lord.
那这个 后面带来的后果就是全地都没有人来跟随神。
At this particular time, there was a king by the name of Ahab and a very wicked, influential wife called Jezebel.
那在当时有一个君王叫亚哈，他是一个邪恶的王，而且呢，他有一个妻子耶洗别，是非常的邪恶。
And because of God's love for his children, he spanks them, he disciplines them.
那因着神向他儿女的这个爱，他就来管教他们，来鞭打他们。
It's very interesting, however, during this time, people like Elijah did very well.
但是很奇妙的就是在同样的这个时候像以利亚这样的人他们却经历了一个非常美好的时刻。
If you can even imagine, Elijah was supplied food by a raven.
那大家记得的话以利亚是有乌鸦给他来提供食物。
Now a raven is a bird that does not share food.
那这个乌鸦呢就是一种它不会分享食物的动物。
Like most birds,he was very, ravens are very selfish.
或者在所有的这些鸟类里面乌鸦是属于最自私的那一种。
But under the sovereign hand of God, a raven provided and cared for Elijah.
但神借着他在主权里面的手来让乌鸦给以利亚提供食物。
And at the end of this 3.5 years, God wants to make a statement.
然后在这三年半结束的时候神在那里有一个宣明。
And when God wants to speak, he often uses a vessel.
当神要讲话的时候总要使用一个器皿。
And in this particular case, he is going to use Elijah.
在这一次他所用的就是以利亚。
And Elijah draws together all the priests of Baal, the prophets of Baal,
然后以利亚就来招聚所有巴利的先知还有祭司。
And 400 priests of the Asherah, this would be, have to do with sexual perversion, these priests.
然后还有亚瑟拉的400个那样的祭司。
And there's going to be a contest.
这个时候就有一个竞赛。
And Elijah opens this debate, this contest by these words that we just read.
然后以利亚在这个竞赛的开始就讲了我们刚才所读的话。
How long will you hesitate between two opinions?
你们心持两意要到几时呢？
If Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is God, follow him.
如果耶和华是神就当顺从耶和华。
If Baal, follow him.
如果巴利是神，那你们就顺从巴利。
You might wonder who Baal is as far as our life.
那也许大家在想，巴利对我们这个生活来讲是什么呢？
I'll make it very simple.
我要非常简单的讲。
It's everything that's not Christ.
只要不是基督里的，都是。
And that can be really everything in this world.
那这个很可能是这个世界上所有的这些事物了。
Education can be Baal.
因为教育可以是巴利。
We bow at the shrine of education.
我们是在这个教育面前屈膝敬拜。
And education is the answer to life.
我们觉得这个教育就是生活解决的一个方式。
Sad to say, often those with the greatest and highest education can be the most foolish.
我曾经讲过那些受过最高教育的人其实他们有一些最愚蠢的事情发生。
It need not be foolish.
他们不需要这么的愚昧。
There is a place for, being able to read.
有一个地方我们可以去读的。
First of all, to be able to read the living word.
第一件事我们可以来读这个活的活泼的话语。
This is the living word.
这就是活泼的话语。
This is Christ.
这就是基督。
Eating and drinking can be Baal.
吃喝也可以是巴利。
Eating and drinking is important.
吃喝非常重要。
We eat and drink each day.
每天我们都要喝。
But it's never to be an idol.
但是从来不应该成为偶像的。
It's to be kept in the right perspective.
是应该在对的角度来看。
Jesus says it's not good for man to live by bread alone, physical food.
那耶稣也讲过，人活着不是单靠食物。
But every word that comes from God's heart.
而是从神口里所出的一切话，从他心里所出的。
This book that relates to us the very mind of Christ.
因为这本书让把我们带到基督他那个最深的意念里面。
In a living way.
而且是在活泼的一个方式里面。
Our marriage, our children, our families can all become Baal if we're not careful.
如果我们不小心的话，我们的婚姻、儿女、家庭，这些都可以成为巴力。
Our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是忌邪的神。
And He wants first love.
他要的是那起初的爱。
He wants the best love.
他要的是那至高的爱。
All the time.
每一个时刻。
This is His heart.
这个是在他心里的。
And so,This each day becomes a question for each one of us.
所以这样的话，每一天对我们每一个人都可以成为一个问题。
Are we going to follow Baal, or are we going to follow the Lord Jesus?
我们到底是来顺从巴利呢，还是来顺从耶和华？
Are we going to speak with our mouth the mind of Christ, or are we going to be foolish and speak the mind of Baal?
那我们是在口里面说出基督的心意呢，还是在愚昧里面、愚拙里面说这个巴力要讲的话
？So the question that I have this morning, brothers and sisters, why follow Jehovah?
那今天弟兄姐妹们我要问大家的就是为什么我要跟从耶和华
？Why follow the Lord Jesus?
为什么我要跟从主耶稣？
And we'd like to just take a few moments and fellowship on that question.
所以我就愿意在下面花一些时间跟大家讲一讲这件事里面的几个方面。
Around the Lord's table, as I was listening to the prayers, a word came to me in answer to that question.
然后在今天饼杯的时候，我听到弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，在我的心里面就有这个问题的一些答案。
I actually even turned to my Bible during the Lord's table to refresh my mind.
而且我在当时就打开圣经，到那个地方，让我可以再重新的来回忆。
In Philippians 2, it says, Jesus did not want to have any reputation.
在腓立比书第二章里面讲到，耶稣他是不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now that very statement makes him very different from any of us.
因为他不求自己的名誉，所以这件事就让他跟所有的人都不一样。
If someone just looks at us cross-eyed, we become provoked and can't understand.
那有的人如果斜眼来看我们的话，我们马上心里面就被激怒了。
We naturally want to be liked.
因为我们希望被人所接受所喜欢
we want to be received.
我们希望被人接纳
But the Lord Jesus was different.
但是主耶稣他是不同的
So why choose the Lord Jesus?
那为什么来选择主耶稣呢
Well, first of all, you're all sitting here this morning. Who created you?
那第一件事就是大家坐在这里是为着创造我们的那一位
Who knew you before the foundation of this earth, personally?
是谁创造了我们？是谁在创立世界以先就认识我们每一个人
？Our Lord Jesus created each one of us.
是我们的主耶稣创造了我们中间的每一位。
Also, everything that you've ever enjoyed in nature, He created.
还有我们在自然界所享受的每一件美好的事情，都是主耶稣所创造的。
Have you ever been in a home or been driving, and an animal like a deer appeared on the scene? Have you looked at that animal and ever looked the other way without saying anything?
如果我们在路上开车，突然间看到在路边有那个野鹿的话，有没有人说看了之后完全不在乎，也不去提它
？Of course not. You say, "Oh, look, there's a deer."
我们经常就说看呐，有一只鹿。
In our country, in Arizona, look, there's a bobcat.
在我现在住的地方，在亚利桑那，看呐，有一个这个野
Now,
野猫。
Now there's hardly a week goes by where we don't see a coyote and a bobcat in the desert.
那在这个沙漠里面，很少有一天过去之后，我们没有看到过这个山猫，或者说看到那些野狼的。
But in our 10 years, even now, we make that comment.
但是就算过了十年，之后每一次见到，我们还是要提说看到了。
Why?
为什么
？God's creation. There's something that is fascinating that draws us to this creation around us.
因为这是神美好的创造，这创造里面每一件都是这么的奇幻，所以吸引我们的眼目。
We make statements like, "Look at this flower."
有的时候我们也会这么样说，看呐这朵花。
Look at this tree.
看呐这棵树。
Who's the creator?
谁是创造者？
Isn't it interesting, brothers and sisters, that the creation draws us to it quicker than thinking about the creator?
那何等有趣的事情，就是说这些被创造的这么容易的抓住我们的注意力，但是我们却对这个创造者有的时候就迟钝。
Don't you think it would be good to think, wow, who created?This ecology that covers this planet.
那我们有没有想过，哇，是谁创造了整个生态系统在全球这么大的范围？是谁是创造者
？Sisters, we have a big God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的神是大的神。
And creation is just one manifestation of that.
而且我们人只不过是他创造里面其中的一个证据。
Just even our human body, with its sin, with its fallen nature, it is dying.
那我们作为人的话，这个生命因着这个罪，所以里面也会带来死。
It's a phenomenal thing, just the organs and how they all function. There's a creator.
但就算这样，我们的器官的每一个运行，这都是创造主所设计的。
That's one reason to consider Jehovah.
所以这个就是要来思想耶和华其中的一个原因。
Jehovah and follow him.
就是耶和华，我们来跟从他。
But that's just the beginning. That's the physical.
这个只是物质上面的开始而已。
Our Lord Jesus was also our Redeemer.
我们的主耶稣基督也是我们的救赎主。
We who are enemies and were enemies of him, he chose.
我们原来是与他为敌为仇的，但是他却拣选了我们。
Those that were absolutely against him, take Saul of Tarsus. God chose him.
就像那个大树的扫罗曾经这样的来抗拒神，但是神却拣选他。
We the worst of sinners, we who loved ourselves more than God, He reached down and plucked us out of the fire.
我们这些罪人中的罪魁，我们这些从来只为自己着想的这么自私的人，但是神却从火中把我们救出来。
And this redemption continues.
而且这个救赎是一直的持续。
To this very day, He's working in our lives.
直到今天，他也在我们的生命里面做工。
He gives us time.
他给我们时间。
Time is birthdays.
时间就是那个生日。
Time to be transformed into the very likeness of God, into the likeness of Christ.
就在这个时间里面，我们可以被磨成那个基督的形象。
This is a deep, deep salvation.
这个是一个极深极深的救赎。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是一个奇妙的事。
Just to be changed from impatient people into the very patience of Christ.
就像把一个完全没有耐心的人可以转变成有基督那样的忍耐。
You know, brothers and sisters, our environments, because we are Christians, is really not much different than the environment that non-believers go through.
所以弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒来讲，我们外面的环境所经历的事跟不信主的人其实是一样的。
We become sick.
我们也会生病。
We have loved ones that die.
我们也有所爱的亲人离开我们。
We lose our jobs.
我们也会失业。
We have family problems.
我们也有家庭的问题。
And in all of these things, the Lord, if we choose right, is redemptive. He works in our lives.
那所有这些的话，如果我们愿意来顺从耶和华，那这些就可以被解决，成为我们生命的得着。
Something of His own nature.
啊，我们就可以得着他的那个本性。
Something that is eternal.
这些是那些存到永远的。
He's our Creator, and He's our redemptive one.
他是我们的创造主，他也是救赎我们的主。
But there's something else that is so beautiful. It came up a number of times around the Lord's table.
那还有一件非常美好的事情，就是在饼杯的时候被提到几次。
And that is the life that He lived on this earth.
就是他在地上所生活的。
A perfect life.
是一个完美的生活。
A submissive life.
是一个顺从的生活。
A person, a man who accomplished God's purpose at all times.
就是一个人在这个地上，在每一个时刻都来完成神的旨意。
Who subjected to the Father.
他向着父亲来顺服。
And became the ideal model for all of us.
也成为我们那个完全的榜样。
There is a man in glory.
有一个人是他是在荣耀里的。
There is a man that satisfied God's heart.
有一个人他可以满足神的心意。
Even before he had committed, or not committed, but performed one miracle.
甚至在他行第一个神迹之前。
He was about to begin his ministry.
他准备开始他的这个服事。
He is baptized.
他那个时候已经受浸了。
Baptized for the purpose of outlining his life.
这个受浸就是把他的一生描述出来。
I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be buried, as typified in going into the water, and I'm going to rise again.
他在这个浸礼里面代表的就是他要死，但是他也要从水里出来，要复活。
And in that baptism, he revealed.His life.
所以在这个浸礼里面也代表了他的一生。
Now what happened when he came out of the water?
当他从水里出来的时候发生了什么呢？
He had not taught anything, any people.
他没有与任何人去交谈。
No signs, no miracles.
也没有行任何神迹。
And the Father speaks from heaven, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
这是就从天上父神发声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
There is an absolute perfect man in God's presence.
所以在神的同在的里面，在神的面前，这里就有一个完全人。
And God is pleased.
神在他里面得着喜悦。
This should give us great hope.
这个应该带给我们极大的盼望。
If one man has made it through to satisfy God,
如果有一个人他可以完成了让神喜悦这件事，
we should ask the question, how can I get there?
我们要问的就是我怎么样也同样达到呢？
By that word, faith.
就是借着一个词，信。
The highest activity of reason is faith.
在
Highest activity of thinking is faith.
在所有心思里面所能够做的是最至高的就是信。
I'll give an example.
我要给大家一个例子。
We have a mind.
我们有一个心思，头脑。
We can think logically sometimes.
有的时候我们甚至可以逻辑的来思想。
That's a certain realm of reasoning to logically think.
所以在这个逻辑的里面我们是可以来思想的。
But what is the highest, the very highest thought of reasoning?
但是在这个逻辑里面最高的思想是什么呢？
It's faith.
就是信心。
It's trusting in the Lord to open the Red Sea when it's not open.
就是相信神能够把红海打开，虽然眼睛还没看到。
It's seeing the Lord in this adversity.
就是在这样的一个征战里面也可以看到神。
Even having peace in the adversity.
甚至在征战里面也找到平安。
We cannot reason ourselves into that level.
我们不能凭着逻辑达到这样的水准。
We can make statements like, well, it doesn't do any good to worry.
我们可以最多就是想到，哎，就算我怎么样去焦虑也没有什么用。
But what do we do?
但是我们能做什么呢？
We worry.
我们就是焦虑。
But by faith,It moves us into a higher realm.
但是信心却把我们带到更高之处。
I remember 30 years ago when my wife went to be with the Lord, there was that peace that came in.
我记得在30年前我的妻子当时去世的时候，却有平安进到我的心里。
I can't reason myself into peace. Well, I need to be peaceful.
我不能凭着理由说服自己说我需要得平安。
I can even know in my mind she's with the Lord.
甚至在我的头脑里面我相信就是我知道她是与主在一起了。
But something's going to tear at my heart.
但是我的心却被撕裂了在那个时候。
And then by faith, Lord, you live in me and you're the Prince of Peace.
但是我却知道在我的里面耶稣住基督住在里面他就是我的平安。
Our brother Hudson Taylor calls it the exchanged life.
那戴德生弟兄把这个叫做那个替换了之后的生命。
Exchanging the life, my unpeaceful rest with his life.
就把我那个不能得安息的生命转换成基督那个平安。
And Elijah is saying that day,What are you going to choose?
以利亚那天说你是可以选择的。
You can choose the resources of this earth.
你可以来选择靠着这个地上的资源。
Or are you going to choose Christ?
或者你来选择基督。
He's the creator, he's the redeemer, the perfect life. But then there's the cross that sums it all up. The cross.
他是创造主，他是救赎主，他也是完全的那一位。但是最后十字架把这些都总结在一起。
The cross, brothers and sisters, becomes very personal.
弟兄姐妹们，十字架是非常个人的。
Think of it this way.
我们这么来思想。
After Jesus was nailed, after he was spat upon, after he was cursed and whipped,
当主耶稣被唾弃、被钉的时候。
Crosses stood up and he looks around at those there but all through the history of mankind including you and I.
然后当他被挂在十字架上的时候他看到的是每一个人包括今天的我们。
We do not understand how this is done but it was like the Lord Jesus only knew of one person, you. Just one person.You. Just put your name there. That's who he knew. That's who he was thinking of.
我们虽然不能去体会是怎样成就的，但是主耶稣当时就是与我们每一个人来个人的面对面说，就是你，就是你。
And he says, Father.
然后他就说，父啊。
Forgive, put your name there. Forgive so-and-so. Forgive Dale King, for he knows not what he does.
赦免他吧，这个他把我们每一个人自己的名字摆进去，赦免 Dale King 吧，因为他所做的他不晓得。
Very personal.
非常的个人。
All the sin of mankind at that moment was removed as far as God was concerned.
所以在神的面前，在那一刻，所有人类每一个人的罪都在那个时候被解决了。
It was, he died for that.
他死就是为了这个。
It was forgiven.
因为已经被赦免了。
Now it's another matter whether or not we accept it.
但是每个人是不是接受这件事，那是另外的问题。
We have to believe that we are forgiven.
我们必须相信自己已经被赦免。
But it was thorough because when Jesus says, Father, forgive them, it wasn't just, well, I hope so.
那这个赦免是如此的全备，不是说当主耶稣说赦免他们的时候，我们觉得希望是这样而已。
But it didn't stop there.
而且不停止在那里。
Within minutes, the Lord Jesus says, today, to the thief on the cross,You will be with me in paradise.
而且在一分钟之后，主耶稣就对他旁边的一个强盗就说：“今天你就要与我在乐园里。”
Brother and sister, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
弟兄姐妹，如果你今天是信主的，是基督徒的话
，When you and I die, we immediately move to paradise.
当我们去世的那个时刻，马上就会在乐园里。
It's like stepping from this room into the hallway.
就像从这个聚会的房间到那个走廊
，instantly，
马上
，and that happened that moment on the cross，
就在那个十字架上的时刻
，not to Sheol， not to Hades，
不是这个这个阴间这些权势。
We know from the story of the rich man， he went to Sheol， he went to Hades。
那我们知道那个富人他在死后去的是阴间
，and remember how he cried out in that place of torment。
我们还记得吗？他就在那里受苦来呼求。
Where was that poor beggar?
那单是那个可怜的那个乞丐呢
？He was in paradise.
他是在天堂里面。
That was decided right there on the cross at that moment.
就是在十字架上那一刻所决定的。
And then there's some practical things that happen.
而且还有许多实际的事情发生。
There are logistical things that we need each day.
有一些我们生活里面必须的事情。
We're on this planet Earth.
在这个地这个在这个地之上。
And Jesus would say to his mother, "Woman, your son."
然后主耶稣可以说，妇人呐，这是你的儿子。
And he looked to John, his beloved disciple, and says, "John, my mother."
然后他就看着这个门徒约翰，对他说：“看呐。”这是你的母亲。
Probably one of the fastest wills ever drawn up.
这也是世界上最快所立的一个遗嘱。
In one minute, that practical thing was taken care of.
就在这个短短的时间里面，这个我们世上实际的需要也被解决了。
We also see a corporate thing here.
而且我们在那里也看到那个团体的事实。
We need the body of Christ.
我们需要基督的身体。
We need covering.
我们需要彼此的遮盖。
We have an enemy that's looking for a little hole to come in.
我们需要非常严密的来注视有没有一个小的空隙让仇敌进来。
And as the body, there is protection.
但是作为身体来讲，我们彼此就成为一个保护。
The last 2 years through COVID, what has the enemy been doing? Separating us.
所以在过去两年新冠做的是什么呢？就是把我们彼此分隔。
And many, much of our spiritual life in many has deteriorated as a result.
所以作为一个结果呢，我们中间许多人属灵的生命就在那里下沉了。
God there when he spoke to John and his mother was giving us the whole principle of covering.
所以主耶稣在十字架上对着他自己的母亲还有对着约翰所讲的话就是告诉我们彼此之间我们可以有这样一个保守。
In nature, we often see the herd, protecting itself from enemies.
我们经常在自然界也看到，这些那个畜那些那些动物里面，他们可以整个一个全族围成一个圈自己来保护。
Brothers and sisters, no person, not anyone in this room, including myself in this, will never come into the fullness of what you were chosen to come into, predestined, without the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们中间的坐在这里的每一个人，包括我自己，没有一个人靠着自己可以进入神为我们所预备的那个完全的那样的生命。
In the body of Christ, we're admonished, we're encouraged.
但是在基督的身体里面，我们就可以彼此鼓励。
In the body of Christ, there's the cross.
因为在基督的身体里面也有十字架。
Anytime we meet someone other than ourselves who we're totally in love with, we have a problem.
那在我们聚会的时候，就可能会遇到其他的人是不可爱的，也是与我们非常的不同的。
God ordains this.
因为神其实设计了，他就让这件事发生。
He puts us with a group of people where everyone's different than from ourselves.
因为他把我们摆在一群人里面，每一个人都与我们自己是不一样的。
And since I think I'm the only one in the world, and since I think I'm the only one in the world,
因为我想到我可能是整个世界唯一的一个人而已。
I'm going to have trouble with everyone.
那因此我就跟其他的每个人中间都会出麻烦了。
But by the Spirit of God and Him only, we can love one another.
但是借着神，借着他的灵，我们可以彼此相爱。
But in those words on the cross did not stop there.
但是主在十字架上的话语还没停在那里。
And out of the mouth of the Lord came those painful words, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
而且在主耶稣的口里也说出那最痛苦的那句话，就是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
In all eternity past, there never been a time where the Father and the Son were not separated.
在永远的过去里面，父跟子从来没有分开过。
How does this relate to us?
那对我们来讲有什么关联呢？
Brothers and sisters, we do not have to be separated ever from the Holy of Holies.As we heard around the table this morning,
就像我们在今天饼杯所听到的，从此我们不需要与神有任何的分隔，我们可以直接到至圣所里。
Our Lord Jesus took the separation for us.
因为主耶稣他在那里承受了这个分隔。
He became separated from his Father. The most difficult thing that ever happened in his life and for us.
他所承受的那个与父的分离，就是那个他一生之中最难的那个时刻，是为着我们。
And after that separation, he thirsted for his father.
在那个分离之后，他心里面渴望他的父亲。
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to spiritual things, we don't have a very big appetite.Or thirst.
其实弟兄姐妹们，在属灵的事上，我们没有多少的胃口。
Education.
教育。
Our work, our paycheck.
我们的工作，我们的这个所得的薪酬。
Getting married, having children.
结婚嫁娶，然后生儿育女。
Can't wait till the football game this afternoon.
我已经等不及今天下午要看这个超级杯了。
All these things have the potential of keeping us very dull.
那所有这些事情都有可能让我们非常的灰暗。
But because the Lord Jesus thirsted for us,
但是因为主耶稣基督是为着我们来渴求。
If He is in us, we can now have that same thirst.
如果他在我们里面。我们可以也有同样的这个渴求。
Don't leave here today and say, "Well, I'm going to try and get in the word. I'm going to try and hunger and thirst after the Lord.
那今天离开这里之后，大家不要去尝试说，好，我现在要凭着自己要对神的话来渴慕。
That has been the scourge of Christianity for 2,000 years.
其实在这个基督教里面2000年这件事情都是非常让人灰心的。
That is religion.
这个是宗教。
That is try hard Christianity.
这个就是那个基督教里面的努力。
It's been 13 days since New Year.
从新年开始已经有13天了。
And I hope no one's trying to hold on to some resolve.
那我也不希望大家现在还抓紧自己原来的那个新年计划。
I'm going to try for 1 month to read one chapter a day.
那我这一个月，我要尝试每天来读一章圣经。
It does not work.
因为这件事是不可能。
The only thing works is Jesus's thirst.
那唯一可以做成的，就是基督在我们里面那个饥渴。
Again, he's the only man.That's ever thirsted for the Father rightly.
他是唯一一个正确的来渴求父神的。
But because he thirsted,
因为他的那个渴求
，and he is in us,
而且他在我们里面
，we now can thirst.
今天我们也可以来渴求
，by faith,
借着信
，Lord, by faith.Give me that thirst.
主啊，借着这个信，把那个渴求放在我里面。
Faith in your thirsting Son that lives in me.
就是借着信，让你活在我们里面那个儿子的生命的渴求，可以在我里面。
And after he said that word, he said, "Finished."
当他说完这句话的时候，他接着说，成了。
And this settles really our salvation of our spirit, soul, and body.
因为这句话其实是讲到成就了救恩，也包括我们灵魂体的完全的得着。
So during the day, all of a sudden, let's say, worry begins to rise up in us.
我们来设想，在一天进行的时候，也许在里面那个焦虑又上升了。
But when Jesus said finished,Now we can say finished worry.
那当主耶稣讲成了的时候，我们心里面也可以说这件事成了。
Not positive thinking,
并不是说我一定要靠一个积极的思想。
But by faith in His finished work,
而是借着在他已经完成工作里面的信心来说。
Thank you. Yeah. And he finally, that last word on the cross, he said, "Father."Into thy hand I commit my spirit.
那在最后他在十字架上的那句话就是说父啊我把我的灵魂交在你的手中。
We can confidently say this morning, into your hands we give our spirit.
那今天我们也可以借着信心一起来说我把我们自己的灵魂交在你的手中。
Could someone tell me what time that clock says?
It's a 11:35.
Okay, thank you.
现在是11:35.
Yeah. I see the clock here, and it said 11:57. I should have quit 10 minutes ago. So,
我在这里的这个小钟讲的是11:57了。
Okay, that's good. After the cross,We looked at the Lord's creation, redemption, the cross, His life, cross. Another reason to consider the Lord Jesus and not to hesitate on Baal would be His shepherding ability.
刚才我们已经思想了，主他就是我们的创造主，是救赎主，他是那完全的生命，也是在十字架上的那个救赎。那我们还要继续思想，怎么样可以不来顺从巴力呢？就是他也是牧养的那一位。
We have a good shepherd.
我们有一个好牧人。
We have a great shepherd.
我们有一个大牧人。
He's the sheep shepherd, chief shepherd.
他是那个牧长。
Our shepherd knows us how to bring us home.
我们的牧者知道怎么样把我们带回家。
When we finish the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以在诗篇二十三篇里面，那里面讲到必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Teach your children the 23rd Psalm.
所以大家要来教导我们的孩子诗篇二十三篇。
It's the greatest summary in the Old Testament in six, of what's on God's heart.
这是旧约里面把神心目中的心意完全集中在七节的这个圣经里面。
It's the gospel of the Old Testament.
这就是旧约里面的那个福音。
And he becomes the only one that can bring us home.
而且他是唯一那个可以把我们带回家的。
In life, there are many challenges.
在我们的生命里面有许多的挑战。
There are many things that, many tests.
会有许多的挑战。
And only our shepherd, who went through those in his 33 plus years, knows how to navigate those things.
只有我们这个牧者在地上曾经生活过33年半的，他知道怎么样来越过这些事。
His life, and I just want to spend just 1 minute on this. When we think of why do we choose Jehovah?
那我们再花一分钟来思想一下，在生命里面我们是不是来选择耶和华呢？
And I'll say it this way, he lives within you and I. God in Christ lives in us.
那我再说一次，就说神在基督里，基督住在我们里面。
By His Spirit, Christ is a reality.
借着他的灵，基督可以成为我们的实际。
Christ in you and me, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面就成了那个有荣耀的盼望。
There's no hope of glory without Christ.
如果没有基督的话，没有荣耀的盼望。
He is the only glorified one.
因为他是唯一那个得了荣耀的。
But if he lives in you,
如果他住在你里面，
God is satisfied.
那神就得满足
了。God is pleased.
神就得喜悦。
And that's glory.
这个就是荣耀。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
That's the reason for living. For me to live is Christ.
这个就是我们生活的目的，活着就是基督。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that we can have what? Eternal life.
因为圣经上讲，神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。后面说什么？
God's,
要我们反得永生。
God's life becomes our life.
就是神的生命成为我们的生命。
And the last, reason that I'm going to share, there's many more,would be because it relates to Mount Carmel.
那最后一个原因我要跟大家分享的是与这个加密山有关的。
God is a consuming fire.
神是那个火焰一样的，如烈火。
It's one of the titles of the Lord.
这是神他名字里面的其中的一方面。
Fire attracts.
烈火。
It draws our attention. Fire is light.
烈火是带来光，所以能够吸引我们的注意。
Fire purifies.
烈火可以来洁净。
Fire, warns us of coming judgment.
而且烈火也来提醒我们，让我们警戒将要来的审判。
Then unprecedented wildfires, even in our own country, the past few years.
在过去几年从来没有发生过的，在这个国家有许多的山火。
Every time you see the headlines of a fire, it should remind us of judgment.
所以在每一次在头条新闻看到这样消息的时候，我们就被提醒是有审判的。
The only thing that's left after fire is what can stand the heat.
那在每一次这个烈火过了之后，剩下的是什么呢？
And the only thing that can stand the heat isGold, silver, precious stones.
在这个烈火经过之后，唯一存得下来的就是金银跟宝石。
The very nature of God.
这就是神本性里面的。
The redemptive work of God.
也是神救赎的工作。
The creative shepherding power of God.
这就是神创造的那些工作，也在我们的里面可以做成。
May we submit to this reality that Christ is a consuming, God is a consuming fire.
让我们顺从在这个事实里面，就是神是那烈火。
In closing, I'd like to just have us look at two or three verses to just sum up this time, helping us to make this decision every day, every moment of the day, of choosing Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, over Baal.
在结束的时候，我跟大家来分享下面的章节，希望这个帮助我们在每一天每个时刻来做选择，顺从耶和华。
And the first one is Matthew 21.
那第一个章节是在马太福音二十一章。
是 Matthew 18 verse 1.
是马太福音第十八章第一节。
Matthew 18:1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives the little child like this in my name receives me."
在马太福音十八章一节到第五节，当时门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
We said at the beginning that Jesus was willing to have no reputation.
那在开始的时候，我们已经提到，耶稣他不为自己来求他的名声。
He goes on to say he humbled himself.
而且下面讲到就是他自己卑微。
This is the key. This is how we enter under the lordship of Christ.
这就是我们怎么样能够来顺服在基督的里面，在他的这个以他为头。
Setting aside our desires.
就是把我们自己的那些欲望摆下，
setting aside our will，
把我们自己的意愿摆下，
setting aside our feelings，
把我们自己的感觉摆下，
our mental thoughts， set them all aside，
把我们头脑里面的这些想法也摆在一边，
and want only one thing，
我要的只有一件事，
to be nothing，
就是成为无有。
The song， "Oh to be nothing."
有一首诗歌，哦，我愿成为无有。
Not passive, oh, to be nothing, so that Christ can be everything.
但没有停在那里，所以耶基督可以成为万有。
And then in 1 John, chapter 2.
下一个章节在约翰一书第二节。第二章。
These passages are just practical things.To help us. Verse 27. To come into this right relationship with the Lord. Verse 27 of 1 John 2. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you.We do have teachers. This is just referring specifically to that you and I can know and bear witness of the Lord. We can be a testimony.
那这些章节就是来帮助我们进入这个实际， 这个实际就是来我们可以来顺从耶和华。在约翰一书的二章第27节，那里面讲到，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。所以这样的话，我们有教师可以让我们有这样的见证。
We have an anointing, a power.
我们有这个恩膏，这是也是一个能力。
A power to be childlike.
可以有一个能力成为小孩子的样式。
In ourselves, we cannot be humble.
我们自己是不可能谦卑的。
Again, by faith, we step into the humility of Christ by faith. He is my humility.
但是借着信，我们可以进入基督那样的谦卑。不是靠着我们的能力。
And then 2 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
下面是哥林多后书的第三章第十六节。
Not John 3:16, but 2 Corinthians 3:16.
不是约翰福音的三章十六节，是哥林多后书的三章十六节。
Verse 16, nevertheless,When one turns to the Lord, here we are on Mount Carmel. Are we going to go to the left? Or are we going to go to the right? Are we going to follow Jehovah? Or are we going to follow Baal? When one turns to the Lord, moment by moment, hour by hour, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'll let you catch up there, brother.
Okay. 在哥林多后书的第三章第十六节、十七节，但他们的心几时归向主？在讲到这里的时候，我们要想到加密山。在加密山上，我们到底是顺从耶和华，还是顺从巴利？所以这个是我们随时随在都可以做的决定。然后后面讲到几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
But we, verse 18, but we all with unveiled face beholding, looking at, stopping, stop, look, listen, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformedinto the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord.
第十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，所以我们要停下来，要思想，要来仰望。当这样的事发生的时候，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
It's a matter, brother and sister,What are we looking at every moment of day? What are we listening to?
所以弟兄姐妹们，关键就是在每一天每一个时刻，我们到底仰望什么？我们到底来倾听什么？
We become what we look at.
我们如果是看什么，就成为什么。
We become what we're listening to.
如果我们倾听什么，那我们就变成所倾听的。
We become what our heartbeat is.
而且我们心里面所跳动为着什么，就成为那件事。
One last verse.
最后一处章节。
John 20 verse 1. John 20 verse 1.
约翰福音二十章第一节。
Our time is up. Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark.And saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
Mary, when Jesus was crucified, had a big vacuum in her heart.
这个玛利亚在主耶稣被钉死的时候，心里面就有一个极大的空处。
She had become so intimate with him.
因为玛利亚与主是如此的亲近。
He became her life.
主耶稣成了他的生命。
And of all the people, or even the disciples, here's one that was first to seek him out.
在所有的人里面，包括主耶稣的门徒，这是第一个来寻求主耶稣的。
The Spirit of God was in that woman.
因为神的灵就在这个女人的里面。
If the Spirit of God is in you and I,
而且这个灵今天也在你我里面。
If we want that more than anything else in this world,
如果我们渴求这样的灵超过世上所有一切事物的话
，continually looking away to Jesus,
而且我们持续的来仰望我们的主耶稣基督，在那里来转眼仰望他的时候
，through fellowship like this,
借着今天这样的交通
，through reading the word.
借着我们来读神的话
There's a change that takes place.
就有一个改变发生
We become like him.
我们就越来越像他
That's our calling.
这就是我们被呼召所要得着的
We will be ready if he comes.
如果他来我们就预备好
We've been changed.
因为我们要被改变
And we can answer Elijah's question.
然后我们就可以来回答以利亚所问的这个问题
Follow the Lord Jesus?Or follow ourselves.
我们是跟随主耶稣基督呢，还是跟从自己呢
？God's purpose, my purpose.
神的旨意还是我自己的旨意
？God's desires are my desires.
是神他所求所想的呢，还是我自己所求所想
？May everything be put on the altar, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意把所有这些都摆在祭坛上。
That's the whole story between Abraham offering Isaac.
这就是亚伯拉罕在祭坛上献以撒那个故事里面的全部。
Education, work, everything has to be put on the altar.
像教育这些，所有的一切都摆在祭坛上。
Less, we follow Baal. Lord, we're thankful that you've called us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你呼召我们。
It truly is a great salvation.
这确实是一个极大的救恩。
How long we have been tethered to this world?
我们在这个世界上多少的年日心驰两翼
？Receiving our excitement from this world.
我们从这个世界得着让我们所激动的事。
Ignoring you because we do not know you.
而且我们在那里来轻视你的一切，因为我们不认识你。
Father, may we like the Apostle Paul say that I may.Know him.
愿意我们都像使徒保罗一样说，我愿意认识基督。
And the power of his resurrection.
认识他复活的大能。
To go through this coming week.
在下面这一周的时间。
With our eyes on you.
把我们的眼目注视在你的身上。
Our hearts on you.
我们的心停留在你身上。
Looking forward to your soon coming.
而且我们来仰望你即将的。再来
In the precious name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.